Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for that wonderful scripture in Isaiah where you speak to the Jews, the first ones that were called into coming to this glorious grace. You were saying that they were bearing horrible fruit, but you will take them out of the land and bring them home. And I thank you that your kingdom, because it's in your kingdom where we have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And you will give them a new heart and a new spirit. And you will work in them to will and to do, putting your commandments into their hearts and into their mouths. And you start a good work and you will complete it. You will never leave them or forsake them. And thank you, Father God. We know that's the reality of this new and this better covenant that has come. We thank you, Jesus, you have brought us back into the kingdom, raised and seated us in heavenly places. So our minds, we can stay abiding and stay in tune, and our minds can be set on you, and our hearts and our lives are then dedicated to the good works that you've laid out for us, our name written in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 6, verse 43 to 45. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. One example, when we stayed at Umfolozi River Lodge and Bird Park, there were a lot of trees and fruit trees, but they don't bear fruit every year. And I've been walking 4 years the same road every day and at work move the same places. And then one day after 4 years, I saw a mango in front of my feet. And when I looked up, I thought, oh, is this a mango tree? I didn't know. And then this scripture came to mind that the tree will be known by its fruit, because I didn't know just by looking at the leaves, unless you are very qualified in that part. So that was very interesting for me. And then another practical example was when Trevor told me that I will be his wife, I spoke to the Lord and I asked him, and God told me, just look at his fruit. And I was very happy with the fruit I saw, specifically about the ministry and his beliefs. And another example is when we stayed in Veldriv, Dominee Bossie had a date palm in his yard, and he once explained and said, when the children want dates, they take stones and they throw the tree with stones so that the fruit can fall. And what he said is, when you get thrown, when you get squeezed, what kind of fruit are you bearing?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful example. But I was just so rejoicing this morning as well. There's the scriptures where he speaks to the Jews, the tribe, the people group that he raised up to declare his name, to be ambassadors, but they weren't pleasing to him. But then he speaks about them that he will wash them with pure water. And this pure water is the gospel. Is the power of God unto salvation. So when we get this true gospel, it wakes us up to the reality of why God made us, and he made us for himself, and he made us for relationship, and he made us to abide and bear much fruit. And then he speaks about he will bring them out. He scattered them all over, but then he'll bring them back, and they will be his people. And that speaks of us, and this is the gospel to the world. Amen. You hear the gospel and you come out and then you become the people of God, believers. That's a new creation. And that's a people that God has made for his glory. And so that's so beautiful. And it says so beautifully there, when you come out, you come into the kingdom. He gives you a new heart and a new spirit so that you can know him. That's why the spirit is given, so you can have a relationship, that you can abide, and you abide in him, to partake of his will, and his will includes you. So you're waking up to the plan that God has got for your life. And then you've got John 15, and that as you abide, as you stay. And guys, that is a big thing. This is not just a temporary thing. He takes you out of unrighteousness and self-righteousness into the rights that you have. as a child of the living God, to hear from him, be aware of him, and walk with him into the wonderful love plan that he's got for your life. So, guys, you've called out of darkness into the kingdom with a new heart, with a new spirit, so that you can stay in tune on a daily basis. His mercies on you every morning. Take up the cross daily, and you there to bear much fruit, to be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert. So be blessed, arise and shine, and draw close and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.